Joining me on the phone line, Dion Pride. And Dion Pride will be at the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Auditorium along with T.G. Shepherd coming up this coming Sunday afternoon. And Dion, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate that. I don't know if anybody's, I just talked to you briefly before we came on the air here. You sound so much like your dad.
yes. I was afforded the voice box when I was born, so I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, wow. I had the privilege of talking or interviewing your dad back in the, it must have been early 90s. Yeah, what a great guy to talk to. And I think it's so cool that I get a chance to talk to you now.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I am such an admirer of my father. I cannot say enough things, good, great things about him. But the thing that I always like to stress and bring out to many people is, you know, he loved singing for his fans and he loved his music, but from a son's perspective, my father was a greater man than his success, just because of growing up underneath his roof. You know, I always have always told people I never had to go past my front door for a role model because my father lived it, and I was always so proud of him as a man.
Well, that is so cool, and what a tribute to him too. So, how was it? You hit it briefly, but growing up with a legend like Charlie Pride. Now, if I remember right, he still second to Elvis in the most sales for RCA Records?
Yes, he is, which is quite an accomplishment. If you think about that, yes.
That's incredible. Now, when you were growing up, did you play a lot of baseball?
I did. In fact, coming out of high school, Arkansas had offered me a full scholarship to play baseball. But I instead decided to go to North Texas for music.
Okay.
They were one of the better music programs in the world. And I remember going to my mother and, I said, oh, Arkansas offered me a scholarship for baseball. And my mother was like, well, you know what you want to do. And I went back and I thought about it and I was like, you know, she's right. So I stuck with what my first love was.
Yeah.
I was a four sport letterman in high school. I loved sports, but music was first.
Oh, so music won you over then. That's so cool. And then now you play quite a few instruments.
Yes. I started early. My dad put a guitar in my hands at 5. My mother, for me, at the beginning, it was begrudgingly, had me in piano lessons at from 8 to 13. I had a pretty hardcore classical piano from 8 to 13, yes. And then, I started playing drums at 10, and then I started playing bass guitar at 12. And this wasn't just to play instruments, you know. It was well thought out at that young age because I had always been picking my father's brain. And I remember asking him at a young age, I said, you know, well, how much money do you make on the dollar of your sales? You know, and he goes, well, not much. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, well, because, you know, the writers make most of the money, you know. Mm. And so, of course, that kind of set off a light bulb in me. And so I wanted to learn the four main instruments so that I could write. And I started writing at 13.
Wow.
And, you know, I just wanted to be able to be proficient enough at all those instruments to put down what I heard in my head.
We're talking with Dion Pride, if people are just tuning in. And Dion will be with T.G. Shepherd at the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Auditorium this coming Sunday. And there's a few seats left, not many. So if people are looking for tickets, go to rubbersoleproductions.com. Now, you were talking about writing songs, Dion. Have you written many songs for other people?
No, I stick to writing for myself. Hmm. I know myself the best. You know, it was never a goal of mine. My mother, on many occasions, has asked me to present certain things that I have played for her to publishing companies. You know, they had publishing companies. They had two of them. And I only really more or less wanted to write for myself, and that's kind of what I still do.
Okay. So coming up on Sunday, will we be hearing some songs that you've written then?
you'll be hearing one for sure.
Okay.
That I've written. You know, I kind of try to be very judicious with those decisions because I do understand that people are coming to hear me do my father's music, which sure. I love doing. But I like to try to throw in things that I have written just to get a response. And one of the songs that I'll be doing, I have always gotten a pretty good response from, so I kept it in the set.
Okay. Growing up with a legendary father, obviously tough to beat, but is there any other ones that you've worked with that that have really impressed you?
Oh, my. I always like to talk about Waylon because Waylon Jennings to me was more or less like a surrogate father when it comes to the business. You know, he was very open and direct. I mean to emphasize direct about the pitfalls of the business. And you know, he took a liking to me and was very, very adamant with me about the do's and don'ts. And you know, when you have a man like that that has been through all the things that he went through, talking to you on a serious level like that, you know, I was very fortunate to be aware enough to understand that when somebody like that takes an interest in you, they see something in you. And of course, I didn't want to disappoint. So he's one that I think of. Glenn Campbell is another one that had a huge impact on me musically and as a individual. There's just, you know, I'll never forget George Jones and Tammy Wynette coming to dinner. And I took a mental picture of that. I will never forget that, you know, when I was, I guess I was 9 or 10, but it was just, that was one of the biggest joys to me to see. I remember standing at the front of the table and just looking at, here's George Jones and Tammy Wynette sitting in our house. I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh, my. So. Yeah, you're like a who's who in country music just coming over to your place.
Well, yeah, you know, it became kind of, I don't want to say normal, but it was the industry that my father was in. And, you know, it was very neat to find out how much most of these people were just like my dad. They were pretty much down to earth and you know, very solid people, and just loved what they did, you know.
Yeah, that is so cool. I bet you were the envy of the neighborhood, though. These people come over.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I kept it kind of quiet because I didn't want to appear as though it was, you know, a braggadocious kind of thing. And also, you know, my parents were very private, and a lot of the friends that my father had were pretty private in the industry. And so, you know, I just kind of kept things to myself. I know Farron Young was one that was kind of outgoing, though. I know he was one of the funnier people that I loved spending time with my parents with.
Are you out on the road quite a bit?
You know, I'm working. I cannot complain. I've got great booking agents, Carrie and Debbie Moore in Nashville. They're at Third Coast Talent. And, you know, I've got my own studio, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, when you have your own studio, it's no excuse at that point. And so, to me, going on the road is actually a break. It's a break for me because I'm working on two projects. I'm working on tribute to my father, and then I'm working on my second solo.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Record, so, yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. And so coming up, we are performing at the Wittenberg-Burnwood Auditorium this coming Sunday. It's a 4 p.m. show. I like a nice, intimate setting there. I think you're going to love the auditorium.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, TK, you know, I have always, you know, people ask me what it's like to be on stage. You know, I started playing lead with my dad. That was the first job I had with him. I kind of worked my way up. I played lead guitar for him. Mm-hmm. I played keyboards for him. Keyboards was fun. And then I opened the show for quite a while. And I remember, you know, when I first started playing lead with him, there were some shows we did in Australia and England, and you know, where there was a good 30,000-40,000 people at some of these shows. I remember I was there when playing lead for him when he broke the record at the Houston Livestock Show. There's over 70,000 people there, and you know, I thought that was kind of neat. You know, oh wow, to play in front of those that many people. But as I kept performing, and especially as I went out on my own, these intimate settings are so much more enjoyable. And it's not that I don't appreciate those big crowds, but the intimate settings, you can see people and look in their faces, you know, and there's an interaction there and a reciprocating energy that you can feel more when the setting is intimate. So I can't wait. I'm so happy to hear you describe it that way, because that's exactly how I describe a lot of these more intimate shows that I do. They're intimate because of the interaction there.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the ones I like to go to as well, because you just feel closer to the artist as well as you're performing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is so neat. Well, how do people, if they want to keep in touch with you or find out or follow you, do you have a Facebook page and a website?
I have a Facebook page, and you can go to DionPride.com. That, you know, is pretty much where you can find where I'm going to be. And we're still building that site up. Soon we will have merchandise there, a link for that. You know, I love what I do. So, but go to DionPride.com, and that will pretty much get you the information you'd like and want to know what I'm doing.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you for joining us on the show this morning, Dion, and we look forward to seeing you.
TK, I want to make a purposeful moment here to thank you for having me, because my father, one of the very many things that he taught me was that the fans are the most important, and right behind that are people like you, because without people like you, we don't get to talk to so many people on this kind of platform. And, you know, I try to spread the love of country music, you know, because the lyrics and the stories are so great in country music. But I just want to thank you for having me, because people like you do help this industry so much in getting the word out to people as to how great country is.
Well, I appreciate that. Wow. they caught me by surprise there, but thank you so much for that. I do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to seeing you coming up on Sunday. So you have yourself a great day, and we'll see you then.
All right. You too. Okay. Thank you, TK.
All right.
And I can't wait to see you, Wisconsin. On the way. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Dion. That is Dion Pride, and he'll be performing with T.G. Shepherd at the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Auditorium this coming Sunday. It's a 4 p.m. show. Like I said, there's a few seats left, so if you'd like to go to the show, and it sounds like it'll be a great show too, go to rubbersoulproductions.com.